This has been a long time coming. We've been talking about a podcast.
Every day, every afternoon, every morning, there's a new story being told or a story untold.
Welcome to the Scratch Your Niche podcast.
AJ, it is so fun to have you here on the podcast, man. I'm so thankful you took time out of your day. Last time you and I hang... I'm so sorry. I just botched the whole intro. What's funny is all of this is recording, so this will probably stay.
But is it hang or hung?
Yeah. Last time we hung out, we were at the Matador having some delicious nachos.
Man, you had those nachos?
Bro.
That was like for a king. That was like king-size nachos.
I'm telling you, carne asada nachos. I texted one of my chef buddies, and he said, you have to get those.
Yeah.
And you never second guess what a chef tells you to eat. And that was the deal. We had a great time together. Been a long time since I've seen you. You're looking amazing.
Thank you.
I want to start there. What in the world are you doing to look younger, more fit?
Is it all the scooter riding
that you've done in the city, or what's going on?
It's staying active.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up one day and I realized that 40 is knocking on the door. And I had to be a little bit more intentional around my diet, my exercise, sleep, you know, just kind of balancing what I'm putting in, you know, what's coming out. So I got into running because last summer, probably shortly after you and I hooked up, it was a way to kind of clear my mind.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it with music. I don't have the headphones. I put on my shoes and I just go.
Really?
Yeah, and it's my time to think, to process, to dream, to strategize. Sometimes just to hammer my body and just kind of get all that gunk out, right? I call it my mental floss, right?
I
need that mental floss.
And yeah.
I got to a point where it went from, man, this is grueling from a physical standpoint to now I'm loving it. I'm like thriving for it. I look forward to it.
I can't wait to get after this podcast. I can
52
tell.
Miles last month.
You logged that many?
Mm-hmm.
Killing it, bro. Dabs across the table for sure.
Yeah.
Man, well, AJ, tell the listeners, where do you currently reside for your profession?
Sure.
And kind of what's the niche of that organization? And then I want to go back. How did you get there?
Yep, good.
Let's visit
So shout out to my peeps over at SiteCrafting. SiteCrafting is a full-service digital agency headquartered in Tacoma.
Been
around since 1998. There was barely internet in 1998.
I dial up.
That's AOL,
awesome. Right?
Your little CDs you got at the grocery store.
The whole deal.
So Brian Forth founded that with just the understanding that the web was going to go someplace, you know, really special.
No kidding.
And he wanted to be a part of that and kind of a pioneer in that. And it grew from, you know, him to, you know, 2-3 employees to a dozen employees. Had right around 20 employees when I got hooked up with them about a year ago. And then today we're sitting at 38.
Wild.
And we're the largest digital agency between Seattle and Portland. And what's unique about us is we have this full service approach where we want to be digital problem solvers. Right, we don't want to just be developers or designers or, you know, UI UX people. We want to solve problems in this digital age for our clients.
Wow!
So we're known for a lot of our website development because that's the forward facing thing that our name's tied to.
Probably the most visible thing.
Yeah. You know, you see the Powered by SiteCrafting or Website Design and Development by SiteCrafting. But what we really shine on is that back end. It's what the site's doing, what it's communicating with, it's integrating with, and how it's solving business needs and
specifically for those unique business needs.
Yeah. So we got some great clients, big, you know, national firms, local sweetheart firms, committed group of individuals that just love on our clients. And, you know, we call them partners. We don't even call them customers or clients because they are partners. Our success is tied to their success.
I love that. So good. And so how did you end up there? You said you've kind of been around for a little over a year now.
10 years.
Oh, 10 years.
Yeah,
forgive me.
Yeah. 2009.
How did you find yourself there, man?
Rotary.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Shout out
to Rotary. Yeah, so Brian Forth and I were in the same Rotary Club, Rotary 8 in downtown Tacoma. First met him there. And then we didn't circle back to where I was engaged with his firm for a couple years later. But that relationship, I know, was key because then we had that familiarity with each other. And SiteCrafting was growing like crazy. As I mentioned, they had about 20 people when I first started. And he wanted someone to just kind of guide that financial footprint of where the company's been and where it's going, and making sure that you grow with the right metrics in place.
Wow.
So that way we could be that company for years and years to come. And then my role as CFO has evolved over the years, gone from having many staff to few staff to just kind of all over the map there. We've had, reporting to me, I should say, we keep growing our staff, but as far as like how my role plays into that. We went from one location, and then we had a Seattle location for a while, and then we built out our spot we're in right now, which is a great industrial warehouse.
And consolidated.
Consolidated them, nice. wanted a real nice, cohesive, open office environment. So
I've been to the offices. This is
It's pretty nice. Pretty awesome. Yeah, we love it. And then, let's see, we're in 2019, so about early 2018, we kind of analyzed where we wanted to be. So we celebrated our 20th year last year.
Oh, rock and roll.
And so we're
sorry, we're dads.
Just like me, man.
That's all we know. Rock and roll, son.
So we looked at strengths of our leadership team and what areas that we were contributing and both for the company and outside of the company, and then identified areas that we could expand in. And one that was identified for me was the relationships that I had in Tacoma. I'm going on being in Tacoma 15 years. Even before I was in Tacoma, I wasn't too far. I was like half an hour north, right?
Yeah,
I'm a 206, 253 guy, born and bred. And so leveraging these relationships and these community people that I know and my desire to really build a legacy here locally, I morphed my role from chief financial officer to director of growth and strategy.
It was a
perfect opportunity for me, and I believe it's been echoed that it was a perfect opportunity for the company too, because now those two pillars, growth and strategy, are things I'm passionate about. I mean, I am truly passionate about watching things get bigger and better, and serving people to allow them to flourish, right? And that goes along with our values of a company, right? We want our clients to be successful. We want to be the trusted partner that leads them there. And so being able to have an intentional aspect of that growth is how do we take our clients and help them grow? And how do we take our market and help that grow? But at the same time, you need strategy around that, right? You can't just go out and do it, willy-nilly.
Right.
You need to have a plan. You need to have direction. You need to have metrics to measure. You need to make sure that your growth is sustainable. So those two pillars, growth and strategy, not only per title, but also just kind of my DNA.
Married
match.
Two of your passions, two your things that you're really great at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how awesome, man.
Yeah, because I got the technical side and now the personal, like kind of that one-on-one relationship side.
And the insights of one kind of fueled the other. I mean, and you can't really have them, because it's business development is what I'm imagining with the growth side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the strategic, financial planning in order to sustain the growth that you'll experience.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of on the hook for growing it, mm-hmm. and then making sure it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Smart. I love it. What a great role for you, my friend.
Thank you.
So presently, kind of what's most exciting you right now, I guess, within the company?
Well, I say this, and I'm sure every generation said this, but the time of our lives we're living right now is phenomenal. I mean, the information we have available to us, whether it's in our pocket or on our desk or whatnot, we have endless opportunities available to us. And what's so fascinating for me, being a technology company, is I'm in it, and I'm part of it. I'm a leader in it. I'm a receiver of it. I can, say, okay, here's how I would approach this as a user of technology, but then here's also how I can promote this as an advocate for where technology can go. And there's so many amazing things that we're doing as a company to better the way businesses operate, so that you can take less time from, the paper and the manual ways of doing things, and getting everyone into that 21st century where now you can do where your value is, as opposed to kind of like the minutia of what we had to do years prior, because you just had boxes to check, right?
Right.
This file has to go there, or this thing has to do that, and we can automate it all.
AJ, can you give us an example of a company that you've been able to deploy some of your digital agencies, creative or organizational ability to make their lives better? Or
yeah.
Give us an example of somebody that you've radically influenced.
So one of our great clients that I love to highlight because I love them to death is the YMCA.
Oh, right on.
And everybody knows the YMCA. And they mostly know the YMCA from two facets. Their community side, you know, their philanthropic ventures, but then obviously also their gyms and their involvement in healthcare and making sure that we have healthy, balanced lives, right? Well, like anything, they wanted to grow membership. And they also wanted to allow their members to better access the facilities they had with the classes they were offering.
Oh, yeah, all the happenings.
Right? And so they're like, how do we do that? And how do we leverage our digital footprint to do that? So we spent a good chunk of a better half of a year to understand the user behavior of who was going to their sites and what they were going for and what they were looking at, and conducted user testing. We have a lab inside of Site Crafting where we can bring people in that aren't familiar with the product, that aren't current
members. Are these
members.
Volunteers? Or
yeah, we find them.
No
kidding. We put ads out. We go to colleges.
Hey, would
we go
you
to job
just
fairs.
Kind of test this site out for us kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm. Here's a gift card, Amazon.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. It all gets videotaped and it's pretty fun.
And then you're able to leverage or take that information and then use that to create a better product or service for the
mm-hmm. It's called A/B testing. So you take one route to have someone take and then another route that's slightly different, and then you measure the success of which one was better, and then you start quantifying that over and over
How
and over
fun
again
is that, man.
To have a really dope product.
Yeah.
And what's nice is when this was all said and done, they saw the results. You know, they got great signups on membership online, and people could register for classes in a much more streamlined, effective approach. So they had two goals. We solved those two goals. Everyone's happy. Everyone wins.
So not only website stuff, but I'm imagining somebody holding an iPhone and kind of using a YMCA app, mm-hmm. for instance, going like, what's the best way to... What would be the most important thing for me to see first, like events or happenings or when these classes are, things that I'm interested in? You guys helped develop that tool for them.
Yeah, so we looked at all these different case scenarios. A 32-year-old mom who has three kids that needs to sign up for swim lessons. How easy is that? And the frictionless technology that's everything's getting pushed, right? Less clicks, less scrolling.
Frictionless.
You know, it's like, how do we get that mom to sign up her three kids in the easiest way possible so that way she can get on to her next task and doesn't get frustrated? And the worst case is gives up, right? And doesn't sign them up.
That's worst case, yeah.
That's worst case. So we want to avoid that. We want to make the experience great. So that way when the next availability where she wants to enroll her kids in something, she's like, oh, this is going to be easy. She's not going to dread it. She's going to look forward to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so easy last time I went and signed somebody mm-hmm. up for whatever. Yeah.
Right. So it's that intentionality that we put in what we develop that really sets us apart from being what you would see as like a normal vendor where you're just kind of responding to things, to where we're like, okay, let's see what the needs assessments are, and then let's develop a product to make sure that can be accomplished. And then it's never over. It's never over. There's always another project. There's always another goal. There's another campaign. There's another way we can make something better. And so a lot of times we just kind of keep building upon with our client base more and more awesome stuff we're doing for them.
What makes the culture at Site Crafting unique?
A lot, and we are slow to hire, but we hire right people. We have very little turnover. I've been there 10 years, and aside from people maybe getting relocated or just some crazy amazing job that was like on their bucket list to go do, we don't really lose people. I mean, we meet them where they're at. We have flexible work environments. We have flexible schedules. You know, you have a dog, bring them into work, right? We have three or four pots of coffee brewing all day long. You know, we got a little snack area, so you're fed, you're caffeinated.
On the metric side, then, how do you ensure that everybody's, you know, that the expected result of each person's roles and responsibilities are being fulfilled? Like, do you guys have tools around that? Check-ins, quarterly, things, weekly? Or is it not that corporate-y and whatnot? Or
we're chill, but we still got to run a business, right?
You know, and most importantly, like, the people that are part of your team, they want to feel like they're winning too, right? So how do you, I guess, maybe create a culture of what winning feels like so that your team knows that they're winning? And customers are winning, and you're creating win-win-wins all the way through.
So it definitely starts by senior leadership. You know, our owner, Brian, he has a very strong conviction to do what's right for the client, right?
And Brian's presently active
CEO. Oh, he's in it. Yeah, he's got his pulse on everything.
How cool.
And so he leads with that. And so then from there, we know our marching orders is to do what's best for the client, you know, do what's best for the relationship. And so internally, yeah, we have the ability to sign jobs and assign tasks and track time and all the stuff you need to have, like, you know, a big boy company,
right? Great communication.
Then at the end, we celebrate. Man, we celebrate. We have quarterly celebrations.
Talk to us about that. What does that look like for you guys as a company to celebrate?
So
I think so many businesses miss that. I know
you get caught up.
We open a store, we get caught up, we're like, and we don't take time to celebrate. Why is that important? How do you guys
do that? The longest standing tradition is we have an annual company retreat where we shut down. We let everybody know we're going to be done. We're going to be out of the office for 3 days. And the most recent place we've been going, because we have a partnership with them, is Canyon River Ranch. It's over in Ellensburg, south of Ellensburg.
No kidding.
And we go Friday. No, I'm sorry. We go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And there are these beautiful, it's a fly fishing lodge right on the Yakima River.
And company only, families?
Just company. Yeah, okay. Just company. Because we do have some work, but we have some play too.
Yeah.
And so there's a committee that's assigned to plan it. So you show up with your bag, and that's all you really need to worry about from a planning standpoint. And you got really great accommodations. The lodge is great. We rent out the whole thing. So it's just a bunch of sidecrafting folks.
Incredible.
And we spend 3 days. We've done our vision and values work 1 year. We did our mission statement. We've done our strategic planning. You name it, but it's fun. We'll go up to see Central Washington University and do like their ropes course, you know, trust falls, that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
You know, to build the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Go on hikes, float down the river, you name it. But that's our longest standing tradition. And then a couple years ago, and we do that every year without fail. Like that's sacred time.
First part of the year, did you say?
October.
Oh, last part of the year.
Yeah, last part of the year.
How cool.
And then a couple years ago, we started quarterly celebrations because we want to highlight the launches we've done,
yeah.
You know, the new products we've released, clients we brought on, you know, milestones within the company, anniversaries, promotions, you name it. So we take a Friday in the end of either it's the end of the first month after the last quarter. That makes sense. And we just take that day, and if it's a nice day in the summer, we'll barbecue, you know, bring in some sodas and some beers, hot dogs, you know, hamburgers. In the winter months, you know, we'll have somebody catering. We had a taco truck come one time.
Man.
And we just hang out.
But
we
you're
celebrate.
Just intentional about celebrating. Mm-hmm. What does that do for the psyche of the team?
They love it.
They love it.
We give out these little awards, you know, these value awards. So we have these six values. And so there's like earn trust, dedication, teamwork, you know.
And you highlight somebody that has demonstrated
award.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And guess who gives the awards? Their peers.
Oh.
So you get nominated based on what you've done that quarter. So it's not management saying, Bob did a great job. It's Bob's staff that they're working with.
No
that's
saying, kidding.
Bob's doing good. And they know that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have a pyramid. It's pretty flat. I mean, we have roles that, you know, kind of have that hierarchy structure, but as far as those 38 people, man, we're in it together, and everyone's treated, you know, with the same amount of respect from the newest person to the owner and anywhere in between.
That's very valuable. I hope a lot of people can take that and begin celebrating. You got to celebrate the small wins. That's what ultimately leads to success.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a bunch of small wins stacked up over time. But if you just plow through, you miss the joy in the journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're guilty of that to some degree.
That's the celebration we do internally. We do a quarterly external celebration, too.
For all your clients.
We're just a bunch of partners,
for all your partners.
Brian.
That's awesome. Man, sign me up.
Yeah, so every quarter we invite our vendors and our new clients.
Wow, and you celebrate their successes and all that.
Their launches.
Highlight
what
them.
What they got going on. And,
man.
And we try to take advantage of local businesses. We've had it at the Ryan House one time. We had it at Elemental one time. We had it at Seven Seas one time. You know, so not only does it get us out of the office, but it's, you know, supporting our community.
We'll have to get Anthem Coffee on the list one of these times.
Absolutely.
2022. Let's do it.
There we go. Love it.
That's awesome, man. Well, what are you currently learning? You personally, what are you learning in the company as it pertains to digital agency?
I'm a lifelong learner. And I love that about just that. That's kind of instilled in me, right? And so I don't have a background of coding, you know, or understanding like how to code. It's still, I walk by their desk and it's like the Matrix, man.
It's always
foreign language, right? Yeah. So what I'm understanding and what I'm learning is I sit down, we have different departments within the company. And I do my best on a regular basis, sit down with the different department heads and just learn from them the way they approach stuff. because now in my new role as director of growth and strategy, I'm out in the community way more advocating for what we can do for our clients. Well, I need to know what we can do too, right? I don't necessarily have to know how to do it because that's where the experts come into play.
Yeah.
But I got to be able to talk the talk and speak it to a level of conviction where then when they go and talk to that department head and they're saying the same thing, that reinforces that trust, right? Which earned trust is one of our values.
Right.
And so UI UX, which is user interface and user experience, that's one thing that is just so fascinating to me because essentially that's how we as users interact with software. And you can go down rabbit holes on how complex that gets. But that stuff just, that tickles me, right? I mean, it's amazing. And you look at the big companies like Amazon, for example, they're constantly changing their site to accommodate the way I'm buying stuff. So my Amazon site doesn't look like your Amazon site because you buy things differently. And the way you buy is different. And so they're constantly structuring it based on data science, which we have a data scientist on board. And understanding how
just
that
works.
Just
drop that in there real quick.
Boom. Throw that in there.
That's a value prop if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. And so we do that for our clients. And here we're this Tacoma company. We're this little sweetheart local company, 21 years. And we're bringing the same type of thought process that these large global giants are doing too. Right. And that makes me happy because most companies don't get a chance to experience that type of research, that type of understanding. You and I could build a website tonight. Right now, we're on the website. I mean, we could build a website right now, right? But it'd just be a website.
Right.
We want to build a web application that's going to have some girth to it, that's going to do something. And there's a thought behind what we did.
Yeah, that's good.
And then how it's going to solve stuff.
Man, I like that. So if I'm hearing you, it's right now you've been understanding the inner workings of each person's expertise, and then that gives you a better insight on how to connect the dots when you're meeting with clients, when you're growing, and as far as what you can offer and all those kind of things.
Yeah, so little nuggets, and I serve on the Chamber Board, the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber Board, so shout out for those guys.
Yeah.
Great organization. And I do a lot of networking events as a representation of the Chamber and Sidecrafting, so I kind of have a little dual role when I'm at these things. So I hear certain things being said by business owners or executives, and I can now tie that into a way we can solve that. Because everybody's got challenges, right? Everybody's got things that kind of slow them down, or man, I love doing this, but I get stuck doing that. Well, maybe there's a way through technology that we can cut that out or ease that.
Man.
Boom.
It's so valuable. We need that. For site crafting, how much do you get to inform the future of the company? And I mean, are you at even liberty to share what might be next? What's on the horizon? Maybe what's exciting you about the future? Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, I can share a little bit. So what's neat is, again, because we kind of have that flat hierarchy, for the most part, we all are contributing and we're all in the know. I mean, there's at times when there's like some hush-hush stuff getting developed that we don't see until it's in almost like a beta stage. But right now, we have developed and we're in the process of launching, and I'll be careful of how much I share, but it is exciting, is a way that you can interact. So the CMS is the content management system, right?
Yeah.
So
when
you're the webmaster and you're going in there updating content and that kind of stuff, that this piece of software that we've built that kind of lays over that would be able to, as you're in there, give you real-time analysis of the behavior on your site and what people are looking for and what's working and what's not, and give you suggestions of what you should do next.
AI.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah, to some degree.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah, probably even more than to some degree. And if any of my developers listen, they're going to be like, yeah, man, that is AI, but, you know.
Right.
I still think of, you know, robots when I hear AI, but it's a scripted program that we've developed and ran and coded
so
that it can
smart.
Work on its own.
That would probably empower the owner of the websites then a little bit more and create less maybe drag on the company in terms of troubleshooting things all the time, right? Is that the point behind that?
Yeah, and be more effective, right? So whether it's around what your social media posting's doing, what your engagement on your site's doing, what your blog's doing, whatever that is that you're pushing out on a regular basis, because they're static content, right? Every website has static content. But it's the stuff that is living and breathing, and it's, is this working? And everyone's always wondering, is this working? Well, this is going to answer that for them.
Oh, that's awesome. Real-time data and
real-time
and analytics. Awesome. And this last question I have for you really is just, how can I help you today with some sort of business breakthrough? One thing that I'm passionate about, I love to, you know, consult and coach business leaders and whatever through whatever they're facing. And I just thought, you know, to demonstrate that through a question. I mean, I'm putting myself on the spot as much as I'm putting you on the spot. Like, I may not have all the answers. I don't claim to at all. But if there's a way that I can help add value to you or your company, I'd love to do that today.
Well,
anything comes to mind.
Yeah, the easiest answer to that is coining one of our phrases, which is problem solvers in a digital world, right? Is as you're out talking to your management team or your other endeavors or your other friends and other people you're talking to, if there's ever that thorn in their side, think, maybe SideCrafting can solve that.
Mm.
And there you go.
It's too
easy. 9 times out of 10, we probably can. Because there's either something we've built, something out there in the market, or something we can build.
We're talking apps. We're talking systems. We're talking anything digital. Mm-hmm.
Anything digital. Anything that lives on the web.
That's our specialty. You can make it happen. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, AJ, thank you for sharing this time with us today, man. Great to hear a little bit more about what SideCrafting does and is. And I love that you're a part of it. They've got a great guy in you. You're amazing, man.
Thanks,
so,
Brian.
You're an inspiration. I hope to start running with you someday, but I've
got
a few pounds to lose. But we'll get there. Anyway, keep up the good work. And, man, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.